this year we are going to be learning about the Alter Rebbe's Shita about giving tzedakah, and specifically his unique approach to giving tzedakah more than a chomish. Now, why are we starting with this topic, besides that it's a fascinating topic? Because bechlal in chodesh Elul, the zman to be moisif in tzedakah, b'shaveh bit tzedakah, the in of tshuva is associated with tzedakah. And recently, we learned the siyum of Hilchis Erchin v'Charamin in Rambam, as well as Igeres HaKodesh Perek Yud in Chitas. And I also recently was reading a letter of the Rebbe about it, having these three simonim pointing in one direction. That's why the shir is this year. So let's start with the yesoid of this entire sugya. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Abilo. For those that want to follow, the Mari Mekoymes are all here on the page. You can take, in general, there'll be a Dap Mari Mekoymes for the Shir Kloli in front of the Zal. Rabbi Eloi says, Bu'usha iskinu, when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, the Chachamim, they made a Takana. Hamevazve is anyone that is poshet, giving away a lot of tzedakah. Al yevazve is yoyser michoymesh. You should not give away more than 20%. That is the general amount that's acceptable to give away. Tanya na mihochi, we learned also in a braisa. Hamevazveis, those that are giving away stoka, which Rabbi Simpson points out, the Rambam today, tomorrow, is also Hilchis Stoka. Al yevazveis yoyser michoymesh, don't give more than 20%. What's the svara? L'chayda, let someone give as much stoka as he wants. Shlo yitztarich lebriyes, because at the end, you're going to give away stoka, you're going to need stoka. So, what's his luv keton? So you give away 20%. And the Gemara says there was a story that one person wanted to be mevazve is more than a choymesh, and they didn't allow him. Who was the one? They said it was Reb Yeshevav, and the other, his friend, was Reb Akiva. Either way, the great tzaddikim did not allow their contemporaries to give away more than a choymesh. That's the standard amount a person should give. We find similarly in the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Erchin v'Charamim, the Rambam writes, Lo'ilom layachdish odim v'layachrim kol nechosov. Someone should not donate all his money to the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever does this, oivr al das hakosov, because it says that you should give mikol asher loy, from all that you have, and not kol asher loy, not everything. You give from everything. In other words, a percentage of what you own, you give to tzedakah. You don't give everything to tzedakah. Someone that says that I want to be spitz, I want to give more, says that Rambam vein zu chsidus ala shtus. This is not even a inyan of chsidus to give more. It's shtus. Sheremabit kome moine vitztarech lebriyas. Because you're going to lose all your money. You're going to have to come on to tzedakah yourself. You're going to have to, people are going to have to take care of you. Vein nirachmin alav. And that's what Chazal say, Chosid Shoita, that a Chosid Shoita destroys the world. You think you're helping the world by being Azaz Spitznik. If you're a Shoita, Chosid Shoita, you're Ma'abit Asoilam. Elakola Mefazer, Mamoine B'mitzvis, or Yefazer Yoyser Michoimish. Again, the Rambam says very clearly, Hayrola Maise Bepoil, that someone that wants to give tzedakah, he should only give 20%. And that's even by Karbonis, we find the Torah's Chosam Mamein Shal Yisrael. We see that Torah has different categories. If someone is a Ani, someone is a Ashir, they give different Karbonis. So for sure, things which you're not Achroi, you're not Mitzuvah to give, it's only your donation. Shalayinder Ela Karoi Loi, you should only be Menader, you should only give what's fitting, what's Pasik for your financial situation. Fine, klar, 20%. The Alter Rebbe. There are two places in Tanya where the Alter Rebbe discusses this klal. One of them is in the Geres HaKodesh, and one of them is in the Geres HaTshuva. In the Geres HaKodesh, Perek Yud, the Alter Rebbe says, "Umashikosiv amivazveis al yivazveis yoyser michoimish." The Alter Rebbe lays down a new klal, a new rule, like a bemed dvorim amurim. When do Chazal say that you're not allowed to give more than 20%? Hainu dafke mishalei chota. Someone that did not do any aveiros. You're a tzaddik, you're a regular person, and now you just want to do what the mitzvah of tzedakah. But you didn't do any aveiros, or you did aveiros, but you were masakin your chatoim, b'sigufim, b'tainis, karoi, lasakin, kolab gomim. Or you already did the proper tshuva with tanesim or sigufim, which takes away all the issues of your avedas. But what happens if you're from the rear amount of people that actually do avedas? Not only do you from the 1% that do avedas, you're from those that didn't do a proper tshuva. If you can understand such a person that finds himself in azam matzav, that he doesn't aveda and he didn't do tshuva, modna mensch. If someone, you know someone in such a situation, says the Alter Rebbe, Mi shetzorech lesakei nafshoi, adayim pshita, deloi gor refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf. Alter Rebbe says, such a person can give a hoin rav to tztokev. There's no limitations on somebody that has to do tshuva, how much tztokev he can give. Why? He says, refuas hanefesh is like refuas haguf. Imagine somebody, lo yaleinu, has a child that's not well. But let's just give a simple thing. The person makes $100,000 a year. Keep the number simple. 20% is $20,000. He comes to the doctor. This kid needs a surgery. The kid needs medicine. The kid, whatever he needs to for his life. The doctor says that this medicine is going to cost $25,000. $25,000 is 25%, and it's not 20%. So someone's going to say, sorry, I have a financial plan. I have everything in a seder and a structure. I allocated only 20% for gesund for this year. Sorry, kid, your medicine is 25%. We'll have to add your expenses to next year if you can make it. It doesn't happen that way. You don't make such cheshboines when it comes to gesund. You do what you need to do. You have to do what you have to do. No one's going to say, I'm limiting the care for my child, for my spouse, for my relative, for my parent, because we can't afford the care. You figure out a way to afford it. So, too, when it comes to your spiritual gezunt, someone that has an aveda is crank. Someone that didn't do tshuva is crank. So now he has to do tshuva. And he has to do all these tanesim. Yes, and the way you get rid of these tanesim, you're paid to the tiniest bit tztaka. And all the Yeshua's lemaila come through tztaka. So says the Alter Rebbe, V'chol asher le'ish yitin bad nafshe k'siv. A person has to do everything possible for his gashmi's dike gezunt and his ruchni's dike gezunt. So the Alter Rebbe lays down a klal. He's not speaking in theory. A new geder in hilchas tztaka. That the limitation of Chaimish only applies if you did not do Avedis, but does not apply if you need to do Tshuva. Now, Chassidim, we read this, and we just say, okay, Alter Rebbe just gave a new Geder in Tztaka, that's fine with us. But in Tovshin Yud Ches, there was a Yid, and his name was Avram Abish Mordechai Porush Glickman. As I state in the Igris, I butchered that name. And he was learning Tanya, and he wanted to know what's the mocker of the Alter Rebbe for such a chidush in Stoker. In other words, we learn it in Chitas, and we say, fine, Alter Rebbe said it. As I is us. But he wanted to know what's the mocker. We're in Nigla. What's the mocker for such a din in Stoker? Before we address that letter, I find it important to learn another letter. The other letter is printed Tes Tevis Tovshin Yud Aleph. So for historical perspective, this is still officially before Kabbalah HaNesiyos. And basically, A chassid had written to the Rebbe. We know that our Rebbe was very, very makbid, and he worked very, very hard in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimorim and Siches to find mekoides for things that say in chassidus. As a matter of fact, the Rebbe had a whole column in Koivitz Lubavitch explaining in Yonim, which were people felt were shver, very difficult passages of chassidus, to explain how there have true mekoides in Nigla de Torah. So someone had written to the Rebbe that ledai toy, it's not the right derech. We have to prove our Rebbeim's mocker. The Rebbe himself is the mocker. Like, why do we have to enter and say, you know, the Rebbe said it. Where's the mocker for it? There's a Gemara, there's a Medrash, there's a Zohar. The Rebbe Alein is a mocker. You don't need seemingly more than that. It's seemingly Spitz Chabad to say that we shouldn't look for Mekoides, for the words of the Rabbeim. It's easier to say that the Rebbe himself is the mocker. As a matter of fact, there is a famous story that in the earlier years of the Nesias, the Rebbe was Mechadish, a certain Inyan in Chassidus, and one of the Choizrim came to the famous Chassid, B'Liyachol Simpson, and he said that he was a Choizr by the Rebbe Rashab. Does he remember if it's a similar mocker in Chassidus? Is there a mocker that he knows of in Chassidus for what the Rebbe just said on Shabbos? And he said, yeah, the Rebbe said it on Shabbos, and that's the mocker. That the Rebbe is a mocker in Chassidus. So there's obviously room for that. But look what the Rebbe says. Fascinating letter. Igres Koidesh Chelek Chof Aleph, because that's the Hoysophis from the earlier years. Someone says, why should I look for a mocker? The Rebbe said it, so that itself is the mocker. Says the Rebbe, Ani loikein hu amodi. That's not my perspective on things. I hear what you're saying, but that's not my approach to the way it should work. V'loy oid, not only more than that, kishiroyim b'mokar, when you actually see the source, harekama v'kama po'omim nitoisif havona gam b'inyim b'dach. By understanding the Mekoides and looking at the Mekoides, analyzing the Mekoides, you actually could understand what it says in the Maimer even better, because you have a broader perspective of where it's coming from. Says the Rebbe, Ulachairo gam chsidisha. Aye, Spitz Chabad, the Rebbe has to address. It says, no. Mitzad chsidishkai, that's even better, seemingly. Loimash a yeshnei mocker. Better to tell somebody that what the Rebbe says, there is a mocker. Vani loimatsosiv. I don't know it. I haven't found it. That's fine. You don't have to know everything. Right? Better to say that there is a mocker and I don't know it. Then rather answer someone that what the Rebbe says has no mocker. But the Rebbe Beruach HaKodesh was mechadish this inyan. In other words, it sounds very geschmack. There's no mocker, and the Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh, and the Rebbe was mechadish. Says, no, the Rebbe says, it's more chassidish to say that there is a mocker, I don't know it, than to say the Rebbe has no mocker. So therefore, the Rebbe says, we see that the Tzemach Tzedek worked very hard to really show in Chassidus the Mekoides and Nigla. We know that Tzemach Tzedek's inyan was Das, the third of the Rabbeim, to be Mechaber, Nigla, and Chassidus together. So therefore, so when someone asks for a mocker, not always is that Lekanter, and Adrabah, the Rebbe wants us as Chassidim to be able to show Mekoides for certain inyonim. But when it came to this specific inyan, the Rebbe, let's see what the Rebbe answered. Avram Avish Mordechai. Ches Tishrei Tovshin Yud Ches Igres Koidesh Chelek Tes Zayin Page Yud Dalet. Sholim Uvrocha. Ubesheilosei Mekoyer Divrei Rabbeinu Azokein. If you're asking for the mocker of the words of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tshuva Eis Aliv Deis Navshi Mitani Yisub Sigufim. That Rebbe's mechadish and nuhagdore in stoka, that there is no limitation in of lechoimish when it comes to tzedakah, where's the mocker for the Alter Rebbe? Says the Rebbe, in this case, you don't have to look in Svarim. Just look what the Alter Rebbe himself writes in Tanya. V'divrei Rabbeinu Azokit. The pshita de leigora refuas hanefesh min refuas haguf. The chola shel ish yitain bad nafshe ksiv. Now he says the Alter Rebbe did not quote an earlier sefer, but he gives such a logical svara. All the Alter Rebbe is telling you is that the same way begashmius, if you need help, you'll give more than 20%. So beruchnius, you need help, you give more than 20%. And says the Rebbe, usvara pshuta, he says, if you look in the Gemara in Ksubis, you'll see clearly in the Gemara in Ksubis, Chav Beis Amad Aleph, that a good svara is a stronger mocker than even a source and written source. What is the Gemara there referring to? The Gemara there introduces the concept called Apesha Asar or Apesha Hitir, which means that somebody says, for example, that this thing is not good, and the same person says, but in this case, for this person, it is good. Or, for example, the Gemara there speaks about someone that says, Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh, this is our Ksav, to aid them come to verify a shtar, and they say that this is our Ksav, so therefore the shtar is good, but they say, Aval Anusim Ayinu, but they were Anus, so therefore the shtar is no good. So do you believe them or not? So you go ahead and get into the whole klal of a pesha osar or a pesha hitir. And it's also negeya in other inyanim of issues, like the Mishnah says on Daf Chav Beis. So the Gemara says, where's the mocker for pesha osar, pesha hitir? Where's the mocker for that? And the Gemara answers, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, as biti nasati li'ish hazeh, that a father, minatoid, is allowed to be mekadesh his daughter. Certain age, certain times. So therefore, if the father is mekadesh his daughter, so the moment you're mekudeshes to one person, you're usher on all the other men in the world. So he says, the moment he says, as biti nasati li'ish, that she's engaged, makes him her usher to every single person. When he says hazeh, to this man, means that now she's mutter to him and usher to everyone else. So a second ago, this girl was usher to this young man. Then the moment he said Azeh, mutter, so is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara says it's clear. Why? Because a pesha also a pesha hiter. By saying Laish, Hazeh, the same person said Ish, is saying Hazeh, pesha also a pesha hiter. And the Gemara says, we don't need Lomeli cross Svarehi. I don't need a mucker. It's such a simple swara. Obviously, a pesha also a pesha hiter. Such a yisoidistic, a basic inyan. I don't even need a pusik for that. And the Gemara has to explain what we really need the pusik for. But the idea is that there are certain inyanim which Svarahi is so strong that you don't need a pusik. You don't need a written mocker. The Svara itself is the mocker. Says the Rebbe to this person that the Svara of the Alter Rebbe, that the Yevazveis should be Hanefesh should be equal to Guf, that there should be no limitation, is such a strong Svara that itself is the Mokar. But just Leshleimus Inyan, so I was looking in the Rishonim and the Achronim about this Inyan, and there are many, many, many that hold that this whole Hagbola doesn't really exist in Halacha. For example, let's start with the Mechaber. If you actually open up Hilchit Stoka, Simen Reish Mem Tesif Aleph, The Hilchit Stoka, the Mechaber says, Shir Nisinosa, what is the, how much are you supposed to give? So he says, if you're able to, you give Kvitzoy Rechaniyim. If you're able to, give as much as you can for people to have, the poor people. Vim En Yodei Maseges Kolkach, what happens if you can't afford it? So yiten at choymish nechosov, then you give 20% mitzvah in a mufchor, 10% beninis. What do we see clearly from the Mechaber? The Mechaber seems to imply that the whole hagbola of choymish is only for someone that can't afford. It's only someone that's poor. But someone that could afford Hagbolas of Choymish don't apply. Again, Alter Rebbe is talking about someone that's even poor and giving more. But the concept that the 20% is locked, we see from the Mechaber that it's only for Aniyim, not for someone that's not an Ani. It's true that Ramah writes, the Ramah says, Hagah al Yevaz v'zodem Yoyser Michoymish le Yitztarech Lebriyas. And the Moshe Feinstein Taka writes that the Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber and he's putting a hard stop on the 20%. Even for Ashirim, not just for Aniyim. But there are other Svarim and Chasitzchok and others that say that Ramah is not arguing. And it's fascinating. Let's learn the Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam is being mefarish, the famous Mishnah and Peah that we say, Elu Dvorim, we say every single day, which that's a very, very, very famous Mishnah for those that have to learn Mishnayos, Baal Peh. So the Rambam writes that the Choyret says Gmilus Chasodim Ein Lam Shir Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. There's no limit. So the Rambam says that Mishtatvus Odom Begufoy. Yeah, you can help as many people as you want. You could be in Chavaydim. You could do what you want. Keep on helping people a whole day. But B'Memoinoy Yesh LeGvul. When it comes to money, there is a Gvul. That is 20%. You're not mechuyev to do more than 20%. Listen to what the Rambam himself writes. Only if you really want to be a true aspiring chassid, then you can do more than 20%. In other words, that the whole akbola is only what you're mechuyev to do. Now the Rambam says here that look the last line. The ain alav chait b'imonay mi'ishlim kol ma'ashim tzrichim shivin shuyoysim mi'choymish. If you're looking for Gan Eden, Gehenim, and you want to make sure you have no chait, there's a community need, very important. You're allowed to tell them, I know it's very important, I'm only giving my 20%. Ain alav chait. You have no aveda. No one can be guilty. No one can put you in Gehenim. No one can charge you. You have no malochim against you. But if you're looking for tzad midas achasidus, says the Rambam himself, of course you could do yoyser michoimish. It's tzad midas achasidus. You can do more. And that's how the Rebbe explains that there are certain inyanim, for example, the Dvar Malchus of Chayesora Tavshinum Beis. But the Rebbe explains how Avram Avinu was allowed to give kol asher loy to Yitzchok, to the shidduch of Yitzchok. He gave everything away. The Rebbe asked the question, how could you give everything to Yitzchok? He is, you're not allowed to give more than a choymish. And the Rebbe explains, based on this Alter Rebbe, that when it comes to something so negeya, like the Yichud Ma'u Ban, which is Bias HaMoshiach, really, that was the whole shidduch of Yitzchok and Rivka, is the inyan of Moshiach, In a way of Yichud Ma'am Ban, so then the Hagbolis fall away because everyone likes the Charain, Kol Asher Loi, the Kabbalah, Pnei Mashiach Tzakenu.